Rod's Pulse Podcast number 11, Podcasting Tech Tips, Blogger, RSS Feeds, and Skype. Hello, I'm Rod Murray, and this is Rod's Pulse Podcast, a podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. First, a couple of notes I'd like to bring to your attention. I'm using a new microphone. It should be a better sounding mic if you compare it to some of the earlier podcasts. And second, I'm introducing what I guess they call in the broadcasting or podcasting industry now, a bumper. This is a brief sound that will help to delineate between different sections of my podcast. So let's move on. Here's the bumper. Today I'll be talking about some of the tech behind podcasting. I thought it was a good time because I ran into a problem after I uploaded my last podcast, something to do with RSS feeds, so I thought this would be a good time to review the whole process of creating a blog using Blogger and creating the RSS feed using FeedBurner. Now, for those of you who are new to podcasting and if this happens to be the first podcast of mine you're listening to, I would probably stop and go back and listen to some of the others. This one's going to be kind of tech heavy, and feel free to skip over it. On the other hand, if you're into the technology of how this all works, listen on, and I'll be giving you some tips and tricks. So first, let me just review the steps that go into making a podcast, at least the way that I've been doing it. First, this assumes that you've already created the MP3 file. I covered this in recording podcasts on my third podcast, Rod's Pulse Podcast number 3. So you've created the MP3 file, you've already hosted it, you found a server to host the file. If you're here at Jefferson, our department can help you host the file on our Pulse website. Then you go to your blog. You can create a blog, which becomes the show notes for your podcast. You can create a free account on blogger.com. And this will give you a blog address, something like, in my case, it's rod4jefferson.blogspot.com. Now, when you create a blog entry or a post, you'll put in a title. There's a title field, and there's a links field. Now, these instructions are specific to Blogger, but other ones probably work in a similar fashion. So in the link field under title is where you put the full URL to the MP3 file. Then you type in your text for your post and you save it. Now, I'll digress just for a moment because Blogger has its own way of doing feeds. They're called Atom feeds. The feed is created automatically from your Blogger entry. However, it's an Atom feed, not an RSS feed. There are two kinds of feeds. The Atom feed system, unfortunately, does not support enclosures. That is, it doesn't support linking to an MP3 file or other multimedia type file. So that's why we have to use something like FeedBurner. Now, FeedBurner, you register for free at FeedBurner, and you give them the URL for your Blogger feed. And it might be something like rod4jefferson.blogspot.com/atom.xml. Of course, the XML protocol is what's used to make all this program-to-program communication work. So you register that Atom feed in FeedBurner. FeedBurner then creates an RSS feed. It converts Atom type of XML into an RSS2 XML. The RSS2 standard does support MP3 file enclosures, and that's where we want to be. So once you're registered in FeedBurner, that gives you a URL for a true RSS2 feed. In my case, it's feeds.feedburner.com/rodspulsepodcast. And that's the feed that people use to subscribe to your podcast. Now, there's just one thing. There are many different kinds of podcast aggregators. As we mentioned, there's iTunes, there's Juice, and there are some web-based aggregators like Yahoo, MyYahoo, you can use as an RSS aggregator. And there's even browser-based aggregators such as you have with Firefox. So why is this a problem? It's because every aggregator has a different way of handling subscriptions to RSS feeds. So along comes FeedBurner with a product called SmartCast. So SmartCast automatically creates a multitude of ways to subscribe to your RSS feed, depending on the feed aggregator you're using. And that's that little orange icon that you'll see on my Blogger page. If you click on that, it sends you to a page that has links to allow you to subscribe to all kinds of different, using different aggregators. So I know that's a lot. I will be putting some links to two excellent pages I found, one on how to use Blogger for podcasting, and another one that talks all about how SmartCast works. And that's from the official FeedBurner web blog. So now we've created our feed, our RSS2 feed. We are using SmartCast. And what else do you have to know? Well, I found out something with my last podcast. I found out that it wasn't a valid RSS2 feed. And something you should do, and I knew about this, but I guess I was being a little sloppy, you go to Feed Validator. Feed Validator gives you feedback on your RSS feed to make sure that it's a valid feed. If the XML code that is in your feed is not valid, then it can cause some unpredictable results when FeedBurner feeds your feed. So go to Feed Validator. I'll have the URL in my show note, and make sure you have a valid RSS feed. It'll give you some feedback on how to fix the feed if there are some illegal characters. In my case, I think what was causing the problem was that I was using some of the built-in features in Blogger. Blogger allows you to put bold and italic formatting in your blog. However, that can cause a dirty RSS feed, I've learned. So the best thing to do is stay away from using bold and italic, and you'll be much better off. So what was happening with, in this particular case, RPP number 10, was that instead of the proper MP3 file being served as an enclosure, it was using the address of an MP3 file that I had listed later in my blog. Now, I don't really know how that happened. On the FeedBurner forum, one of the forum managers suggested that that can be a glitch that can happen occasionally as FeedBurner is translating the Atom feed from Blogger. There can be a network problem that allows it to miss part of the file and thereby miss my MP3 file. So I'm not sure what happened, whether it was poor formatting causing an invalid RSS feed, or there was just a network glitch. Whatever the case, I decided to go back and clean up all of my posts on Blogger to remove any formatting that I had. Now I have a valid RSS feed, and hopefully they will be valid in the future, and we won't have this problem again. And now for something completely different. I wanted to talk to you a bit about Skype. That's the free service that allows two users to communicate computer to computer anywhere in the world. They also offer a service that allows you to call out, Skype out. Cost a little bit of money, 3 cents a minute on the average in the United States. I've been familiar with Skype for quite some time, but really hadn't used it until I went to San Diego a couple months ago, and I thought this would be a great way to test it out and save money. So I called from San Diego to home here in Pennsylvania, and cost about 3 cents a minute. You can't beat that. And it worked pretty well. So you can call, using Skype out, you can call out to any published phone number. Now, the reason I'm bringing up here is because they also have something called Skype In. And for a very nominal cost, I think it cost me about $30 for a whole year, I get a phone number. And anybody can call me at this number. And if I'm logged into Skype, I can answer the phone. Or if, better yet, if I'm not logged in, it goes right to voicemail, which is free. So for about $30 a year, you have your own phone number with voicemail. So I thought this would be a good way for my listeners on Rod's Pulse podcast to leave comments. So if you notice on my blog, you'll see my new telephone number, which is a 610 area code, which is the same neighborhood I live in, 610-616-2199. So give it a try. If you have any comments on my podcast, please call and leave a message. That about does it for today's program. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to leave comments on my blog. Go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com or send feedback to my email account, rodney.murray@jefferson.edu. Or leave voicemail feedback at my new comment line. Dial 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.